So, Ken, you started at Florida. Tell me all the states you went through. How long? It was what, 3,000 miles?
It was just a hair over 3,000 miles, and you start out in Florida and go through that little chunk down in Alabama and that little chunk that sticks down in Mississippi and then Louisiana. You're there for quite a while. And I hit Texas just after crossing the Texas border. I hit 1,000 miles. It took me 18 days to get to Texas and 21 days to ride through Texas. That's a big state. Then New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
67 years old, and you do have some health issues, and you just decided to do this. Tell me, how did you get there?
Well,
I mean, mentally there as opposed to actually traveling there.
yes. I've been adventuresome, but I've always had in the back of my mind that riding across the country would be cool. But of course, most of us with lives don't have that kind of time. And so now that I was retired and living in Florida, I bought a bike, a mountain bike, and started riding for fun. And when I first got down there, I could only ride about 8 miles. So I'd go out a bunch of days a week and ride 8 miles. And that grew and grew and grew. So I grew and grew on my mileage, and I was up to 20, and then I did 30. And I even remember the first day I did 30 miles on my bike, I told a friend of mine, "That's just too far." But I love riding a bike. I have back issues because of having walked with a limp my entire life, but I don't have them when I'm on my bike. I mean, that's a blessing. And so it's a fun way to get exercise. And in the year before I went on this trip, I rode 4,000 miles. I was doing 30 miles at 3 days a week at least. And when I got up to those kind of numbers, then the craziness set in, and I started thinking, I wonder if I could ride my bike across the country.
So then you decided to do this. What did your friends and family think that?
Well, they didn't get a chance to think about it very much because I didn't tell anybody. I sort of felt if I told somebody, I'd have to do it.
Because walking is difficult for you. So I just love that idea that you can ride a bike and go these thousands of miles when you have difficulty walking.
I feel lucky. I am lucky that I can ride a bike and get exercise that way because, yeah, walking is pretty much out of the question, and walking any distance. But riding 3,000 miles obviously wasn't out of the question. Going up some of the hills that it calls for, like especially at the end, going up over the Rockies. The climb Interstate 8, and it's 4,000 feet or so, and that was a challenge. But when I got to the top, I can't describe how delicious it is to coast down to the coast.